Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talk to the National Baseball Insider from Fox Sports and MLB Network each and every week. Right in the middle of Cubs and Sox, we are McNeil and Parkins broadcasting from Brickhouse Tavern as part of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. The score will be here through first pitch at 7:05 with Zach Zaidman's pregame show. John Morosi joins us now on the score. That was one hell of a signature moment for Eloy, wasn't it, John?
How about that? And of course, made all the better by the fact that he had, of course, grounded in the double play earlier in the game in his very first at bat. Then to write a very different ending was pretty compelling stuff. But great theater, and I love it, Danny and Dan, the fact that we can have this conversation now, and we'll be having it for years. Who won this trade, right? It's going to be a lot of fun, and you look at Quintana, his performance that maybe hasn't quite been what the Cubs had hoped they were getting with him, and then you look at it and say, well, the White Sox have a lot of years to try to find a way to make their side of the deal, the winning side of the deal. The fact that Jimenez has now signed a long-term deal, that works in the White Sox favor. Really, I think after the initial stages of that, the acclimation of the big leagues, he has been very good over the last month or 6 weeks or so. And of course, Cease is still maybe too many walks for my comfort level in the minor leagues so far this season, but I think it's great discussion, as it will be for a long time in your great city.
Boy, that's about 60 seconds reason for me to continue with what I was going to do, and that is stroke our guest, John Morosi, for how good he's been being a national guy and as in tune with what's happening here locally. Not every national guy is as plugged in. It's like he lives here. Well, he's only in Detroit. He's not that far away. He thinks about
just
living here.
Just in the neighborhood,
someday. John, I stayed with local last night at postgame. So I don't know what they did on MLB Network. I don't know what they did on ESPN. Was this a national story of interest last night?
Well, it was. And I thought one really interesting point, too, this morning on MLB Network, and it was actually just before my segment today on MLB Central, Mark DeRosa did a really great breakdown of Jimenez and his swing and what we can expect from him going forward. And the name and the comparison that Mark mentioned for Eloy Jimenez was Jermaine Dye. And there's a little bit of similarity. I think Mark made a great point. He's so good about pulling these comps, and they're almost always spot on. And certainly if the White Sox get from Jimenez what they got out of Dye, when you think about the World Series and all the heroics there, they'll be very pleased indeed. Similar setup. And, of course, with Jimenez, guys, you just see it. The power is so strong. And as they say, when he hits it, it stays hit. That ball last night carried in the left field. And again, what a moment. That was beautifully described by Jason Benetti as well on the air. Just, it was a really cool moment to see. And again, I'm coming at this impartially. I just love great baseball, and certainly in the Midwest. And I thought it was just a great storyline for the White Sox to have that game. And again, it furthers the conversation, and I think brings this conversation about the trade all the more to the forefront of the Chicago sports discussion, as it should be now for years to come.
John Morosi from MLB Network and Fox Sports is our guest. There's so many great young stars in baseball. If you were going to, you know, poll general managers and they were going to rank maybe the rookies that he's competing with, right? Vlad Jr., Tatis Jr., Eloy. Where does he rank among the game's young superstars?
That's a great question, Danny, because when you think about it, of course, it's hard to, on some level, you're not dealing with the full season for everybody. So in that respect, Eloy's in a pretty good spot because of when he arrived. You know, Vlad, of course, it's similar, I think, maybe to Eloy a little bit, that he came in and wasn't quite producing up to par right away, but he's really picked it up and gotten there. Tatis, of course, has missed some time. To me, I tend to go with the up-the-middle player, and Tatis is so dynamic, and he impacts your game in multiple ways. But the power for both Vlad and Eloy is going to play. I think that really, to me, certainly in the American League, you think about Vlad and Eloy both, they're very much even for me. I think this is a very, very even sprint right now, and then the second half will tell the tale. Tatis, you look at what he has done. He might be the front runner, of course, in the National League right now, but there are so many great young players. And even I love this fact here. Think about the AL Central. How about the native of Crown Point, Indiana, and Zach Plesac, what he has done? Again, it's been a brief look, but he has every look of somebody that's going to be part of that rotation there in Cleveland for a long time. And I love how the fact that when he pitched on the south side, a big cheering section from his home state of Indiana was there too. So I always love seeing Midwestern players that do a great job at the major league level as Zach is doing right now. But I think, guys, as we speak today, Eloy Jimenez has as good of a chance as anybody else to get that Rookie of the Year and to have that signature moment last night. It is unquantifiable what that means, not just for the award voting, because, of course, the writers take a very hard look at things in the second half, but I just think for the narrative, this is a day where White Sox fans can walk around town with the chest a little higher and feel really good about what happened last night. And I think that when it happens like that, and considering, of course, the trade and everything else, these are some serious bragging rights, at least for today, with the Crosstown Cup going on, which I think is just great for the game, great for the conversation.
John, as you can imagine, Cubs fans, intensity amped up because it's Jimenez. And, you know, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers over the weekend. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. Is there a legitimate reason, in your opinion, here in the latter part of June, for Cubs fans to have their finger depressed on the panic button?
Well, not yet. I think the one thing I would say, Dan, I think it's really, really interesting, is to see how Chatwood does tomorrow, because his walk rate has come down a little bit. That was a really big thing for the Cubs to get him in the strike zone more. He has done that. He has pitched pretty well in a relief role and has gotten extended out in different times in that situation. But starting is a little bit different, and now they need him. And the Cubs, to your point, when you think about how the season has gone overall, they've actually been really fortunate with regard to their starting pitching health. The only game started by anyone other than the starting five originally was the one game by Chatwood. And when you're in the middle of June and you've had basically your core five starters for all but one start, you're in really good shape. And so now with Hendricks being out for what appears to be an indefinite amount of time, that's a bit of a concern. And really the Cubs, I would say at this point in time, are almost one more starting pitching injury away from I would say, then the panic button is a little bit fair. Because you look at the division overall, and the saving grace of the Cubs for now is the Cardinals have had moments of playing good baseball, but they haven't been consistent. The Brewers are now showing their age a little bit, where Kane has slowed down, Braun as well, now Moustakas, he got hit last night, his status a little bit uncertain. So they've had some questions too. I don't see any team, Cubs included, running away with this division. I think it's going to be close until the very end, and the Cubs' veteran knowledge of how to win ball games late, I think that's going to really come to the forefront. Rizzo, I think, has had a really solid year. Bryant, I think, you know, you think about his season and have coming off of the shoulder issue, I think he's done a really nice job of recovering from a little bit of a nervous start. Overall, this is a very solid team. Hamels, I thought, was really good again last night, but I'm going to be paying very close attention to Chatwood tomorrow, because that to me is going to tell the tale about just how nervous the Cubs ought to be and how fortunate, Dan, they have been to only have to go to someone who wasn't one of their five core starters for just one start all season long.
John Morosi from Fox Sports and MLB Network. Let's go big picture for the White Sox. This isn't their year to contend, but if I said starting in 2020 and we projected out five seasons compared to the rest of the other teams in the American League Central, how are they situated for the future, and would you say that they are the favorite to be the winningest team in that division over that period of time?
I love that topic, Danny, and that's a really, really good way of looking at it, because it is that five-year time horizon that you have to look at. It's not just winning in 1 year, it's winning sustainably. I'm a little bit curious to see how the pitching comes together for them, but I think if that's the case, and if they maybe get one more, whether it's in free agency or the right amount of internal guys hit, and of course Kopech comes up here once he gets healthy, I could see that team having the most wins in that five-year span. I do love the Twins, and they've got a very good homegrown core to them. I think that's the one thing. I look position player v position player. I love it when you've got a group of homegrown guys, and you think about the Twins, Polanco, Kepler, Buxton, of course, just went on the injured list, but he's been a lot better this year. Sano, there's a lot to like about that group right there. That I think the Twins got a chance to be really good for a long time. It's between the Twins and the White Sox for me. The Indians, this I think is their last hurrah to make maybe at least a wild card run at this thing. But I think the Twins right now are the better team for this year. I think the Twins will probably enter next year as the favorite as well to win the division unless something really dramatic happens. But I could see by 2021 the White Sox challenging the Twins, and I think over that five-year time horizon, I would buy stock in the White Sox, especially I think the biggest development of this whole year has been the emergence of Giolito. That was one thing where up until this year you'd seen his performance and you weren't really sold on it. Of course, he had all the hype coming out of high school, Harvard, Westlake in California, and never quite lived up to it. But this year has been a revelation in a way that I'm not sure anybody expected around baseball. And now that you've got an ace, and then if you think about Cease, if he could figure out maybe getting the walks under control a little bit, and then if Kopech comes back healthy, goodness, that's going to be a really great competition, I believe, between the White Sox and the Twins. Because the Twins, they've got a pretty good homegrown core, too, pitching-wise, with Jose Berríos, who is dynamic, and he'll be an all-star as well. But I can see some great games here going forward, guys, on the south side there. Berríos matched up against Giolito for some big games, Twins and White Sox. Shades, my friends, of 2008 there with game 163. What a great game that was for the White Sox.
Yeah, it sure was. Great stuff, John. Always enjoy your company. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
My pleasure, guys. I got to find a way to get to Chicago here. It is soon here. I know it's the best time of year of all to be there and enjoy the Crosstown Cup. Love your city. Love talking baseball with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John Morosi from Fox Sports and MLB Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.